We're following a series this term looking at the Beatitudes, and Simon kicked that series off last week, so if you didn't get a chance to hear that last week, do go onto the website. I believe it might be on there, the evening services version, which, you know, always gets better as the day goes on, so it's going to be good. So we're looking at Beatitudes, and I'm starting off this week with the first of the blessed be statements that Jesus says. So if you would like to look where that is, we're looking in the Bible. You've got some Bibles dotted around the church in the seats. So we're looking at Matthew chapter 5. And if you're using one of the church Bibles, that's on page 968. So please do turn to that. But it's only a short verse, so if you haven't got a Bible, don't worry. It's easy to remember. But Jesus is in the middle of a show and tell activity. And I don't know if you've ever done show and tell, if you can think back to when you were at school, or maybe you have children or grandchildren, or you know of schools where they do this, show and tell. My two boys really love show and tell, and they love taking something in, particularly maybe after a holiday or when they've had a Christmas present or something, and they take it in and they show everyone, and they love to tell everyone about it. And here we have Jesus showing and telling. And we're jumping in actually at the tell. So we've missed the show. And actually that's quite important to understand what he's been showing people. So I want you to just jump back a little bit in chapter 4, verse 23. And it says this, Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and illness among the people. And so news spread about him all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. So we've got loads and loads of people. It doesn't say how many, but it says crowds. And thinking about it, people from all over Syria. Well, that's quite a large area, isn't it? So we're thinking a big amount of people coming along. A lot of these people having disease, having things wrong that aren't right. And a lot of these things that people were struggling with would have meant in that culture, would have meant that they would have felt excluded. They would have felt left out, not important, not valued. In those days, to be someone with spiritual credibility, you needed to be well. Quite often you needed to be a man, and you needed to be well educated in the scriptures. And here we have Jesus ministering for the first time to hundreds, probably, maybe thousands of people who felt they didn't tick any of those boxes. So he's showing them that the kingdom of God is for them. And then he goes on to tell them that the kingdom of God is for them. And it says in chapter 5, now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down, and his disciples came to him and he began to teach them. And he said in verse 3 of chapter 5, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So everyone is feeling poor in spirit. They're feeling like they've got nothing to offer, except they've got a lot that's going wrong. And Jesus is saying, the kingdom of heaven is for you. The kingdom of heaven is for all you who feel like you don't fit in, who don't feel like you deserve to be loved, that you don't feel like God is for you. And he's saying, God has come precisely for you. So show and tell. Really important that we get our minds around the show. Dallas Willard, who's a well-known Christian author, says this, and he paraphrases the first blessed statement that Jesus says. He says it like this, blessed are the spiritual zeros, the spiritually bankrupt, deprived and deficient, the spiritual beggars, those without a wisp of religion, when the kingdom of heaven comes upon them, they are blessed. So I don't know if you're here sitting in this service feeling like a spiritual zero, or whether you feel like you're a spiritual beggar, whether you feel like you've got nothing. Maybe you even feel like you're not really religious and you're not quite sure why you're here. And this is good news for you, because Jesus is saying, you are blessed. You are blessed, and the kingdom of heaven is for you. So I just want us to remember one thing. If we can remember one thing today, that is that we are all spiritually poor. We are all poor. And we will begin to experience the kingdom of God when we begin to embrace that poverty. I wonder, are you sitting here feeling poor? Or are you sitting here feeling like you've got something to offer God? You know, we can so easily think that the poor are out there. We maybe set up a committee in the church to minister to the poor. Or maybe we support a charity. There are lots of charities out there, aren't they, that support the poor. And we like to give to those charities and support those charities as if the poor are out there, away from us. Maybe you've been on a mission trip, or maybe you've met someone that's been on a mission trip to a poor nation. What you often hear when they come back is that they came back feeling more blessed than what they felt they gave. They realized when they met the poor, whoever the poor are, they realized that they were actually just as poor. And I want us to recognize and understand that today you sit here in poverty, that we are all poor. But sometimes we don't realize it. And so this morning I just want us to spend a bit of time searching our hearts, searching our past, and recognizing where our lack, where our areas of poverty are in our lives. Another Christian author says this. He's called Henri Nguyen. And he gave up his life as an academic with prestige, with recognition, with fame, significance. And he gave it all up to go and spend time in L'Arche communities, which are set up to create communities for those with disabilities. And he says this. How can we embrace poverty as a way to God when everyone around us wants to become rich? Poverty has many forms. We have to ask ourselves, what is my poverty? Is it a lack of money? Is it a lack of emotional stability? Is it a lack of a loving partner? Maybe you're sat here today, single, longing to be married. Maybe it's a lack of security. Maybe it's a lack of safety. A lack of self-confidence. And the list can go on and on, can't it? Lack of children. Lack of friendships. Lack of community. Lack of self-belief. Each human being has a place of poverty. Each one of you has a place of poverty. Do you know what it is? Because that's the place where God wants to dwell. In your place of lack, God wants to dwell in that space. In that place of weakness, in that place of need. How blessed are the poor in spirit, Jesus said. This means that our blessing is hidden in our poverty. And, you know, we have a tendency, don't we, to try and cover up poverty. We don't want people to see that area of weakness, that area of lack. If you're feeling lonely, the last thing you want to do is tell people that you're feeling lonely. If you're feeling sad and broken, the last thing you want people to know is that you're sad and broken. And this is a travesty that we have this culture in the church where people feel like they can't be honest. And our hope is that we create a community here where you feel safe enough to open up in your place of poverty and reveal that place of lack. So where is your poverty? Because the good news of the gospel is that we are all poor. We have nothing to offer God that is pleasing. He's not expecting you to be full of wealth and full of knowledge and full of power. He came for the poor in spirit. We have a God who so longed to come and meet us in that poverty that he became poor himself so that we could become rich and experience the riches of his grace. We are all spiritually poor. We bring nothing to the table. We bring nothing to the table. Jesus brings everything to the table. Jesus chose to leave his spiritual riches and enter into our spiritual poverty in order to rescue us and take us into his spiritual riches. This is the wonderful story of the gospel. And this morning, if you're here and you're a visitor or you're not quite sure about this Jesus thing and this story, I want to encourage you that he came for you. He left his spiritual riches to enter into your spiritual poverty. And there's a wonderful passage in one of the letters in the New Testament that describes this. In Philippians chapter 2, it says, Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Do you know that you're spiritually poor? Do you know that there's a God who became spiritually poor so that he could come and meet you? There's a God who looks for you. He's looking and searching for you. Will you open up in that place of poverty and recognize that you need a savior? You know, As I said, we don't like people to see our area of poverty. And the reality is we are all poor in power. We're longing for power. And you have two choices. You can either build your own kingdom of power, creating power to make yourself feel good, or you can seek the God who came from spiritual riches into your spiritual poverty and offers you a kingdom of love. We have two choices. We can build our own kingdom or we can seek the kingdom of God. And the temptation is to build our own kingdom and become rich in power. This is a temptation I struggle with. And many church leaders struggle with. And this is a moment of honesty that standing here with a microphone in my hand, with you all being quiet, you can't talk back to me. Well, you can, but that's not how we do it here. I have a lot of power standing here speaking to you through a microphone. And it's incredibly tempting as a church leader to build a kingdom. For me to become a personality that people like to follow, to become popular, to gain significance. It's an incredibly tempting proposition. And one way to ensure that I don't become popular is to make unpopular choices and suggest that we make unpopular changes. And there will be things across this year that you will find uncomfortable and that will mean that Simon and I and others in the leadership of the church are going to be unpopular. It's not going to be easy. We are all tempted in the area of power. Some recent books that I saw marketed at a Christian conference suggest that this temptation just doesn't lie within Cogs Church, but is wider. There was one book that is titled Soar, Build Your Vision from the Ground Up. Another one, Success is Who You Are. Now, these books, I'm sure, are great. And if you are someone that just lacks self-confidence and doesn't believe that God could use you, then these books can be quite helpful. And yet, actually, there's something slightly dangerous, isn't there? In believing that our success is something we can build up ourselves. And Jesus offers us a kingdom that's, and offers us power that leads us to love, leads us to give away. Jesus himself was tempted in this area of power. In earlier on in chapter 4, just before he started preaching, he's been in the desert and the devil has tempted him in various different ways. And one of the temptations is around power. And in verse 8 of chapter 4 it says, again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I give you, I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Jesus was faced with that very temptation to build a kingdom for himself, to become powerful. And Jesus instead chose to be poor. Our bishop in this diocese has encouraged us to be contemplative. and this verse really helps us as we contemplate our lack. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Let's contemplate our area of poverty. Let's contemplate where we're seeking to build our own kingdom. As I finish, I think there are possibly two groups of people here this morning. Some of you know that you're poor. Some of you already are acutely aware of your area of poverty. Maybe it's that you are struggling with illness. Maybe it's that you grew up with a disability. Maybe you feel like you're biologically wired in such a way that the church you perceive won't accept you. Maybe you feel like you don't fit in. Maybe you've entered a season in life where you feel like people don't value you anymore. We have a culture today which values what you do and what you can offer. And when you enter seasons of life where you don't feel like you can do anything and you can't offer anything, you can feel very disempowered and feel very poor. And so I think there are a group of people here this morning who you know that you're poor. You're acutely aware of your poverty. And you need to hear the first word in Jesus' statement, that you are blessed. That you are blessed. That the kingdom of heaven is for you. Jesus came for the likes of you. When you know that you're poor. And then there are others. The second group, I think, are those who don't feel poor. And you have managed to cover up your area of poverty to such a degree that you've forgotten about it. Maybe it was you grew up feeling like you were only a success. You were only loved if you were a success. Even if your parents didn't actually say it, you knew that they valued success. You had to get the right education, the right degree, the right job. And there's a huge area of poverty in your life that you've managed to cover up and forget about. And it manifests itself in the way you operate now. And I think that for those who don't feel like they're poor today, you need to hear that we're all poor. It's just that we've managed to build a kingdom. And so I hadn't planned to do this, and it may be we haven't got time, but I just wonder, because I think we're going to have a song in a second. During the next song, I think it'd be great to have a little short time of ministry for anyone here today that you're feeling poor. Maybe you are battling a long-term condition. Maybe it's that you feel insignificant. You've become very aware of your lack. Or maybe you're in that second group and you just feel like you need God to start opening up that area of poverty that you've forgotten or you've managed to cover up. And I just want to encourage you to come and respond by coming to the front. Now, this will take courage, but you know, people traveled to see Jesus. When Jesus was ministering the kingdom of God, people traveled. They had to step out of their home and travel a long way, perhaps, to come and see him. And you've only got to make a trip down through the aisle. And this is a moment, I believe, that God can minister his kingdom to you, and you can understand and experience his blessing.